Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST. Code ACAST.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Welcome everybody to Fat Mascara. I am Jess.
Hi Jess, I'm Jen. Hello everyone. Welcome, welcome.
Welcome. I hope everyone is doing okay. I hope everyone is hanging in. All right, Jen, how are you doing?
Honestly, better because of our community. It's been a rough couple months. Well, 2 months but I've gotten so many supportive messages about my father-in-law and what we've been through at the Sullivan family. And I love, love, love how much support there is out there. And I love you guys and I really appreciate it. I don't want to be like Debbie Downer at the top of the show, but you know, it's hard sometimes to manufacture happiness.
Cheer.
And like, yeah, people move on really quickly and you're like, it's actually like right when something bad happens is actually somehow a little bit better than a little bit after it happens because then it settles in and it's real, you know?
Yeah.
God. So
you said it.
And it's been a rough week. I don't know. It's been a rough week in the nation and the world too. So we're still doing beauty though. We're still gonna bring you the show as we normally do. And we have our garden party. It's a branded segment brought to you by Crabtree, but like Jess and I have been working on this for a while and we're really happy with our garden party. I'll tell you that much. Before we do that, I know. We're going to take you to a happy place. There's cats and hats, a mushroom stool. I listened back to after we recorded it. I'm like, wow, Jess and I sound like we're a little bit tripping in Alice in Wonderland, but I love it. I love it for us.
I am drug-free, baby. This is all the magic mind of Jessica Mantlin, okay?
It's true. It's just the rose water, guys. That's all we've been drinking, the rose water. That'll all make sense when you hear the segment. Before that, we have our beauty news, an extra special edition with you know, we'll take a deep dive on some topics that are important to us. So, and of course, we'll end the show with Raise a Wand. Am I missing anything, Jess?
No, I think we're good. I think that's really what we have for you today. But then come back 2 days later and there's even more. So
That's right. We have an excellent interview on Thursday as well. So, all right, let's do the news.
Okay, let's hit it.
Okay, so it's time for the news. I have to bring up, we talked about this, Jess, actually, while you were away. I talked about this with one of my guest co-hosts about the rise in anti-Asian American and Pacific Islander hate here in the United States, which has been very disturbing, and how beauty companies have been Some have been supportive, and we name checked a few. Well, with last week's murders in Atlanta, this has really come to the forefront, a more urgent discussion here in the United States. And I've been watching what the beauty community is doing. And I have to say, I was really impressed with Elle.com did a great roundtable with beauty experts and founders discussing what the beauty industry can do to support the very communities off which they profit, you know, and they had a lot of prominent names with excellent quotes. If you want to learn more about, you know, what our friends in the Asian American and Pacific Islander community are going through and also how you could be supportive, that's a good place to start. I also noticed some brands are stepping up with monetary donations. For example, you know, Jawara, it was actually started by three friends, Indonesian, Japanese, and Chinese heritage. And it sort of, it takes a lot of its rituals from Indonesia mm-hmm. and the South Pacific Islands. They are donating 10% of their sales from select products through April to Stop AAPI Hate, which is a great organization. And there are some other beauty brands that are doing things like this as well. So we'll put links on the blog. But I just wanted to share all of that because, you know, this is a really important topic here in the States. And I'm not, you know, I actually haven't looked at international news yet to see if it's resonating across the globe. And I hope it is. And if not, if you're one of our listeners who aren't in the United States, then definitely check out the blog so you can learn more about what's going on.
Excellent. I'm really happy to see such a groundswell of support and so quickly from a lot of brands just in the past couple of days.
Yeah.
And that L piece was great.
It's been a rough year for that community, yeah. And just this past week has been really disturbing.
Yeah.
In good news, Virginia has joined three other states to ban animal testing and the sale of animal-tested cosmetics. There's also, there's been bills in California, Nevada, and Illinois.
Excellent.
And the representative who brought this out in Virginia is going to be trying to pass federal legislation. I think that's that we've tried that before, but I feel like this time here in the States, there's going to be a lot of support for a bill to ban animal testing all throughout the United States.
So hallelujah.
Hallelujah. This is really interesting. Okay, so there was a high school student in Poland. She was really disturbed about reports of rising domestic violence during the lockdown. So, okay, this is going to tie to beauty. So her thought on how to help with that is she launched an online beauty shop that was like a fake storefront so that people who were victims or who were having problems with domestic abuse could go to this website and they would look like they were shopping for beauty products. It was called Chamomiles and Pansies. And if their partner or whomever was their violent attacker or who was causing them problems saw, it would just look like they were shopping for face products. But if they put into the customer service rep like, oh, you know, I want to order this face cream and have it sent to this address, it's code that the authorities should be sent to that address.
Oh, my God.
So it's a way for, because the beauty community, and then we hear this all the time from hairstylists and things like that, that the beauty community are some of the first people to know about domestic violence. So it made sense that this could be the way to help people. Isn't this genius?
It's so genius. I just hope, I hope that people find out about it. I'm like, how do people find out about this? I mean,
I know that's the thing because it's a code sort
yeah.
of, but they already, I believe, and I have to double check this, but I believe it was like 1,000 people have already been helped with the website. And then I was like, this woman is, or young woman, is only in high school when she started this. I'm so impressed with like the youth. Thank you, youth. That, like, and what a wonderful idea.
That is a great idea. And I wonder what inspired her to do it. She must have some story. I mean, that is really, really, that's really moving. That's really moving.
Yeah. So we'll put a link to her site yeah. and also there are other sites like this where they look like they're for something else, but they're really to help domestic abuse victims and you can learn more about that. All right. In upcycling beauty news, I have some real quirky, weird things I found this week. So there's a gin company, it's a 149-year-old gin company, Adnams, I think it's British. They've partnered with Full Circle, a beauty ingredient supplier. A lot of brands are doing this where they have they make their product and what their unused thing, they like, oh, we're just going to throw this out. No, maybe we can turn it into something. Well, barley seed ferment filtrate, which is a byproduct of when you make gin, you know, you're fermenting, you know, herbs and barley to make the gin. It used to get thrown out. So this beauty manufacturer is taking that barley seed ferment filtrate and they're using it to make an ingredient called gin tonic. I don't know about the name of the ingredient. T-O-N-I-Q, fine. I'll allow it. I'll allow it. But basically, it's a moisturizing ingredient. So they add it to glycerin, and the barley seed ferment filtrate makes it the glycerin 3 times more moisturizing. And they did clinical studies on this ingredient. It reduces inflammatory markers. It's soothing. It's calming. So Full Circle's now marketing this raw material to beauty brands. So how this affects you, I haven't found it used in any products yet, but you know how beauty brands will go to these big conventions and they find some new cool ingredient that they want to put in their stuff. You might start to see upcycled gin byproduct in your beauty products, and you'll know that, like, cool, that would have ended up in the trash, but instead it's going to moisturize my face. I could just see some brand already, like, doing some, like, hangover relief gin tonic.
Oh, I could, like, totally see that. Yeah, we haven't seen that kind of language yet, but that feels just right for beauty.
It's a little fun marketing story, but it's also, I love whenever the beauty world is able to upcycle ingredients. That's really cool. Okay, and not last, but let's move over to Jen's Science Corner, shall we?
We shall.
Let's do it. New research explains why odors trigger powerful memories. So we've long known, we've talked about this on the show, in our Firmenich special episode. Researchers often talk about how more than any other sense, when you smell something, your memories are triggered.
For better or worse.
For better or worse. Hi, ex-boyfriend. No. So I've written about this, and, like, when you try and explain it, I've even had fact checkers be like, but why? But how? And you just kind of just are like, oh, the olfactory bulb is near the hippocampus and the amygdala.
And then you run away.
And then you just be like, get it? They're near each other. And it's just, that's why. Because it's really hard to explain why that is, but everybody who has smelled something, like, from Proust all the way up to us, knows how quickly it can trigger a memory. Well, new research published in the journal Progress in Neurobiology, you know, one of my favorite reads, found a reason. Okay, let me make sure I get this right so I don't screw it up. The researcher, Christina Zeleno, an assistant professor of neurology at Northwestern University, explained it like this to Science Daily. Quote, vision, hearing, and touch are all rerouted in the brain as the neocortex expanded, connecting with the hippocampus through an intermediary association cortex rather than directly. However, the study data suggests olfaction didn't undergo this rerouting. Instead, it retains direct access to the hippocampus.
Direct.
So basically, end quote. So basically, it's like a super highway from smell to the hippocampus. It's not just, oh, they're near each other in the brain or whatever reason. Unlike other senses, your brain is wired so that it goes right straight there. And that helps explain why odors and aromas and scents trigger memories.
So we can stop saying to the fact checker, they're near each other. We can say, they're like bosom buddies. They are, like, hand in hand.
They are
linked.
Connected by a super highway, according to Professor Zeleno.
In your face.
I'll put and then
Susan.
Do you get really antagonistic with your fact checkers,
no.
Jess?
No. No, we
in
have
your
a great
face, Susan.
We have a great
footnote. Whatever, Susan, just call me. All right.
CC.
No. Oh my God.
No, we have a great rapport. A great rapport.
Yeah. So I'm not saying that's new news, but I love knowing why, because that's something interesting. And now I'd like to throw it to our Gwyneth Paltrow News Corner, which is going to be led this week.
This week.
This is not an Orton News Corner. By correspondent Jessica Matlin. Okay, no, I know this is silly, but, like, I read your article. You interviewed Gwyneth Paltrow for HarpersBazaar.com.
Why, yes, I did. Yeah.
And I want the backstory. I don't want what everybody else is reading on Harper's Bazaar. This is so awesome. Okay, tell me how the interview went, because she gave you a bunch of great quotes and you talked about some good stuff in just a short article.
It is a very short article. You can read it in about 2 minutes. It's on harpersbazaar.com. Yeah, I was really excited because I've actually never interviewed Gwyneth Paltrow, and I've been following her career for a long time. And I am fascinated by GP. I know that she brings up a lot of feelings for a lot of people. I'm really a huge admirer of what she has built. And I am really, we talked about her when she became the face of Xeomin, which is a neuromodulator. So that is like an anti-wrinkle injection, just like Botox, just like Dysport. And Xeomin is not as well known as Botox. And when she came out as the face of Xeomin, I think a lot of us were like, wow, this is a bold move for an A-list actress and entrepreneur. And I think a lot of us didn't expect it also as somebody who is the face of Goop, which is really like the, a leader in like the natural, organic, kind of like wavy gravy conversation. Yeah. So I was like, this is a ballsy, brave move. Well, I wrote the article. Please read it. We'll link to it. But what I've been most excited about is the reaction in the past week. This article is like a week old, okay? So many derms have reached out to me, Jen. Many derms and people.
I was like, the reaction from who?
From the reaction from people in the aesthetics community. They are like, thank you, thank you, thank you. But not just like, thanks, Jess Matlin. No, they're like, thank you, Gwyneth Paltrow, for talking. Mm-hmm. And thanks, Jess, fine. Thanks, Bizarre, fine. For talking about this because they're frustrated by having done so much work with so many different high-profile people and then seeing them go online and talk to, celebrity correspondents, like the E's of the world, the Bravos of the world, whatever, and being like, it's just water. It's, we talked about this.
And olive oil.
Yeah, we talked about this with Brooke from Naked Beauty. It's just—
Oh, yeah.
It's good genes. It's my mom. She taught me to, the olive oil secret. Gwyneth's coming out there and being like, I need extra help. So, and I need—
To not look pissed off. I loved that
quote. She said, I need it to not look pissed off. So I thought that was really interesting that it was coming from the medical community. I also am really curious what you think, Jen. Gwyneth's like, yes, she cannot take credit for movements like yoga or, jade eggs or sexual positivity. I'm not saying Gwyneth has invented mm-hmm. these things. She is not. She is not. So I want to be dead clear about that. But she has definitely given them a boost.
Yeah.
For the general, commercial populace. She just came out with a vibrator. Okay. A lot of people maybe will be a little more comfortable being like, yeah, I use a vibrator. Okay. Do you think a lot more celebrities now are going to be like, okay, if somebody like Gwyneth Paltrow is going to go get a big contract and saying, I put, ZM into my face, do you think maybe some other celebrities are going to start taking gigs like this?
Can I ask how old Gwyneth Paltrow is?
I think she is. I'd have to do a quick Google. She's around 50. She's almost 50 or something.
That's what I was thinking. Because my thinking is, I think we'll see more, but it's not just... You're right. She brings a conversation to the forefront. She's one of those people that when she talks about it, for better or worse, it makes news. And that's her position of power and privilege. I get that.
Yeah.
But so yes, I do think people will feel more comfortable. But I also think in general, it's just because the women and men getting Botox and Xeomin now are of an age where there's less of that, they share more,
She's 48, 48 by the way, 48.
Okay, so she's like, but people in their 30s get Botox and Xeomin now, and I think that there's less of a taboo of talking about it than there used to be. Mm-hmm. So she's no dummy. I feel like she often plugs into like youth culture and kind of like stays with it even as she's getting older. Maybe it's because she has a daughter who's a teen. Yeah. I don't know. Mm-hmm. But like, she knows that it's not cool anymore to pretend or to fake, like, oh, I just woke up like this. Like people want to hear the truth, like warts and all, and they want to know what really goes on. So I think, once again, she's just plugging into the zeitgeist in a way. So I don't know if I'll be able to take out the variable as a reason. Like, is it Gwyneth or is it just the general populace is feeling more comfortable?
That's a good point. She was saying that, like, she is very, you said warts and all. She's like, I'm an open book. I think that, like, the more we share, the more we learn from each other. I learn from other women and, like, that's how she feels more comfortable like living her life. And it's all about like, sharing. And I said, well, do you feel that, it's kind of women's duty to, or I said, this is how I feel. I was like, it is a medical procedure. It's not like a lipstick shade.
You mentioned this to Brooke.
Yeah. I really do feel that way. I was like, it's medical. I don't owe you anything that I do with a doctor. I don't care if you're high profile or, Joe Schmo. Mm-hmm. And she was like, no, I see that too. She's like, I think it's cool if women want to have a beauty secret. I do think that there is a real benefit in sharing. And I agree with that as well. So anyway, the other thing that was a really great takeaway is that so many people were texting me, like friends of mine being like, What's Xiamen? I've never heard of Xiamen, but now I'm interested. So job well done.
There are no dummies.
Or an X-Men, or, you know, like, so she definitely mission accomplished.
Oh, yeah, spelled with an X, guys, by the way.
Exactly.
If you don't know what Xiamen is.
Yeah.
We'll link, and also anytime we talk about like a drug or whatever, I like to link to the FDA approved page so you can learn more, you know, because there are side effects to these things. Like, don't just like, Gwyneth got it, so it's as good as a jade egg in my vagina. Yeah. And also, don't just go sticking things in your vagina. You know, but yes, she brings up these conversations so that, like, you do start doing the research and you do start thinking again. Like that.
She's kind of like a little bit of a genius like that. So yeah, I am definitely, I was really fascinated by my short conversation with her. I hope we can have a longer one with her on Fat Mascara at some point. So anyway.
Oh, yes. Oh, there's so many things I want to ask her about.
I've got a lot of questions.
You guys, start the campaign online. Hashtag bring GP to FM.
GPFM. GP, I don't, she won't understand that. Okay.
Well, I'm glad to hear the background story because I really love that. And I'm good on you to get her talking about things.
Thanks.
And Xiamen, I guess.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
You'll know real when you get it. It'll say eBay Authenticity Guarantee and you'll feel it. Maybe it's a head-turning handbag, a watch that says it all, jewelry that makes you look like the gem, sneakers and streetwear so fresh every step feels fly.
When it comes to style and luxury, eBay gets it. They're making sure the things that you love are checked by experts. Not just any experts, specialized experts. Real people who love this stuff with real hands-on authentication experience.
So when you see that shiny blue checkmark that says Authenticity Guarantee, shop with confidence. Every inch, stitch, sole, and logo is verified authentic through a detailed inspection. That's how you know that eBay's got your back.
Because when you finally step into those sneakers, put on that watch, get your real gold glow up, swing that handbag over your shoulder, or step out in that streetwear, you'll realize that feeling is unlike any other.
With eBay Authenticity Guarantee, you can trust that feeling of real is always in reach. Ensure your next purchase is the real deal. Visit ebay.com for terms.
Hey everyone, this next segment is brought to you by Crabtree and Evelyn, one of the sponsors that helps make it possible for us to bring you the podcast every week.
We want to welcome you to our virtual garden party. Yes, a garden party. And I have to tell you, I feel like this is just the thing right now. Everyone needs a little something to help welcome spring.
Oh, I like your soothing voice. I feel like I'm in the garden with you.
It's like a little butterfly, like just did you see
yeah,
that?
I don't know if butterflies make that? Sounds. But you hear that bird song?
No, I felt it. I felt the little kind of like the wind kind of fluttering that just kind of flap through.
Oh my God. I really want to be here right now.
Yeah.
We're celebrating though. We really are. Not just the arrival of spring, but the launch of Crabtree and Evelyn Hydrating Glow Face Moisturizer. Honestly, I can picture myself in this garden right now with just like the sun. You know, when you close your eyes and just the warmth of the sun on your face.
Mm.
How much do you need that right now?
Mm. I can feel it. It's like that vitamin D high. Okay, of course with sunscreen. But listen, I just want you to close your eyes, picture the garden. Again, just feel the little, hear the little bees buzzing about, and You can just picture the roses blooming, beginning to bloom around you. And on that note of roses, isn't it funny how the roses are every... You may have even heard a little garden cat walking by just now. That's my cat. We let her around safely around the garden. She's going back inside soon. Okay, let's talk about those roses. They are blooming around us. In beauty, they're everywhere. They're in moisturizers. They're in fragrance. They're in lip balms. They're in hydrating mists. But we never really talk about what the roses do. So you may just kind of take for granted that they're in products, but are they just sort of an ornament, or are they really packing some heavy-duty ingredients? I really want to...
It's so true.
Yeah, we really want to talk about what roses actually do here on this segment, because I kind of feel like we just get carried away in the romance, don't we?
I was enjoying the romantic picture, I'm not going to lie, that we all just painted for everybody. Yeah. And then here comes Jen with some science corner.
I'm like Thumbelina here, just like coming down, you know? But yeah, Jen...
Stay in your garden.
What do they do?
Garden with us.
Okay.
Have a seat on that little, like, you know, mushroom stool over there. Mm-hmm. And let me tell you that roses aren't just a...
Would you like some tea?
Yeah, have some tea. Jess will serve it. It's true, though, because I think we get caught away with, like, they're so beautiful. They sound good in a product. A lot of marketers and brands sort of put them in because, like, who doesn't want rose? There could be nothing bad about it. But actually, rose has a lot of benefits. So I've known Ashley Souza for a while. She's Crabtree and Evelyn's chief brand officer. She has this great way of just, like, taking all the science she gets from the fabulous formulators over at Crabtree and Evelyn and just breaking it down, like, here's what you're going to get. So rose water, it's that ingredient that you've heard about. You see it in products. In Crabtree and Evelyn's products specifically, I'm going to tell you what it does. Okay, rose water reduces inflammation. How much have we been talking about inflammation here on the show? It's just the cause of a lot of skin issues that you probably have. And rose extract contains more than 100 different compounds that have some antiseptic properties, reduce inflammation, and they can suppress the growth of certain types of bacteria. It's also a bit of a toner, and it can prevent premature aging when applied topically. You know, it helps reduce dullness. When you say premature aging, it's that sort of like lack of glow, like where you can't point to the one specific thing. You're just like, I don't know, like I just made it through a winter from hell kind of look.
I don't know what you're talking Rose about.
You guys out there have no idea what I'm talking about, right? No. And also antioxidants, of course. These are the molecules that protect our cells from oxidative stress. And that's also something we've talked about here on the show. So rather than looking for a specific antioxidant, like a particular vitamin, rose water in general is full of antioxidants that help make your skin youthful and healthy. Of course, there's also vitamins and minerals. And it sort of soothes irritation. This goes back to the inflammation that I was talking about. If you are struggling with rosacea, eczema, atopic dermatitis, which is that like rash of unknown origin, or just like the redness that you get. Maybe it was from like a dry winter heat or new laundry detergent that you tried, whatever it is, then your face is just sort of flaring up. Rose, it just sort of comforts and calms the skin. And I think that's why it's such a like universally appealing ingredient. Because you can't really do any wrong. You're not, you know what I mean? It's just like a balm, if you will.
Exactly.
Does that fit well with my garden analogy?
No, I love that. And that is exactly why
gardener's salve, if you will.
And that's why so many brands love rose. It's why we always see it popping up. And it's absolutely why I'm not surprised Crabtree and Evelyn uses it in their Evelyn Rose collection. And if you listen to the podcast a lot, you'll know that I'm a huge fan of this specific collection in their line. It plays a role in their new Hydrating Glow Face Moisturizer. And let me tell you about what you can expect from this new moisturizer. It is going to plump your skin with moisture immediately. And after this long, dull, very honestly quite stressful winter, I think for all of us, that is exactly the kind of benefit that we need. Just like a few drops, boom, back to life, give you that little kick of energy, a little kick of just like, oh, there she is, or there he is, there we are. We are back in business.
Spring.
Yes.
Yep.
And it's going to help you retain moisturizer all day. I'm very excited about this stat. 96% of people who tried it felt their skin was immediately moisturized. It gives your skin a glow, and that's not just me being obsessed with glow. After 2 weeks of use, 87% of people who tried it said the same thing. Okay? So it's me and the 87. And then it also reduces the appearance of redness. And then over time, it's going to soften and smooth skin texture. It's going to rejuvenate your skin so it doesn't look as dull. and it's going to soften the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles if that is something that is important to you. So this is a really cool product. And again, it's just that rose story that just, oh, in the morning when you put it on in the spring, just makes you feel like a little flower in the garden.
It does. And it's sort of like pudding. I was trying to think about, so I knew we were going to be talking about this and I was like, how will I describe the texture of this particular, it just has this like pudding bounce to it and it sinks right in. And I have been doing not just French face. What would you call like when French face goes well below the décolletage? I've been doing it like literally from boobs up, like boobs to forehead, just because it, and sort of, I've been putting some on my hand and then reaching behind my shoulder. You know, when you sort of pinch your own shoulder muscle, like massage into your clavicle area, just like before I'm like right after I get out of the shower. This I took from a tip from somebody who was just on the show as a guest co-host, like within that 5 minute window when I still have the wetness on my skin and just sort of giving my like shoulders and neck and then upward strokes with my neck. I don't know. The scent just sort of like wafts over you. And all right.
Oh, can I call it? Can I call it something?
Yes, go ahead.
A dirty French.
Oh, a dirty French when I went upwards with like sensual smooth. Okay. All right. I like it. Yeah. I mean, we wanted you to picture yourself
sexy
in the
French.
Garden.
Okay, a sexy French.
Sexy French?
Yeah, because—
Okay, sexy French garden?
Yeah, let's not, there's nothing dirty, but yeah, let's not scandalize self-care.
Yes, thank you.
Yeah.
It's like, remember, there's a cat walking around here and you're sitting on a mushroom stool. You don't want to get too nasty. All right, you know what we're trying to do here. No, the reason we wanted to share it with you is just to let you know what the experience is like. Because a lot of moisturizer, I feel like, you know, there's a clinical aspect to it. Or you're like, okay, cool, I've hit the ingredients that I need. And yes, this does that. But I just love like painting a picture of like self-care with it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, and I also, you know, yeah, it's funny that you mentioned the clinical thing. Like, I know that there's a moment for, you know, some people are a fan of like, just kind of like one and done, just keep it minimal. Like, I don't like this, I don't like that. They're all like taking things away from like their routine or their skincare.
Yeah.
That is so not me. I'm like, I want a ritual. I want sensuality. Life is so hard. Like, make it feel nice, please.
Yeah, yeah. And if you do that with all the clinical benefits we just talked about, like the benefits of rose, like that's so fat mascara for me. Like, okay, you're going to have the clinical benefits, check, check, check with the percentage points of like improvement, but like enjoy the freaking thing.
Right, like for God's sakes.
Like, can we, anyway, so
give us nice things. Yes.
Give us nice things. So Crabtree and Evelyn Hydrating Glow Face Moisturizer. And when we partnered with Crabtree and Evelyn, which we've been working with them for a while, we both really love this brand. The other thing we love is they give a gift back to you.
Yes.
They just don't want to tell you about the product and not leave you hanging there. Like, should I get it? Should I not get it? 15% off their entire site. As you know, we have some other favorites from the Evelyn Rose collection, but they have the Bali collection, beautiful products. So if you go to their website and use the code FATMASCARA15, you're going to get 15% off everything that you buy. So the website is crabtree-evelyn.com. Now, I'm not going to make you spell because we're in the garden and things are wonderful. I'll do the spelling for you. Crabtree, C-R-A-B-T-R-E-E. Hyphen Evelyn. Like that lovely woman, Evelyn, that's over there gardening. Do you see her?
Oh, Evelyn, beautiful hat, Evelyn. You go, girl. You protect that beautiful
love
skin.
Love your hat. Love your cat. Love your cat. Evelyn is E-V-E-L-Y-N. Crabtree-Evelyn.com. Use the code FATMASCARA15. Get 15% off. And I just want to say one more time, thank you so much to Crabtree and Evelyn, one of our favorite sponsors. They sponsored this segment, which was branded. And if you want to learn more about the brand, the Evelyn Rose line, the Evelyn Rose Hydrating Glow Face Moisturizer that we just talked about, go to Crabtree-Evelyn.com. And we're going to put a link on the blog. And maybe I'll even just like go out in the garden and do a little Instagram story and show you my self-care ritual. Would you like that?
You actually have a garden.
You do it for me, not for you.
So yeah, you should do it.
I do. It's not quite blooming yet, but you know, the roses aren't there yet, but we'll get there. Thank you again to Crabtree and Evelyn, and hope you enjoyed your little garden party. Okay, we hope you enjoyed the garden party. Now it's time to raise a wand. Oh my God, guess who our raise a wand is from?
Well,
one of my favorite community members.
You just told me. Can I say her name?
Yes, of course.
No, you say it. I think we're both so excited about it.
I don't know why we've loved this Fat Mascara listener from the beginning. It's Fizzy Bonkers. She's an active member of our community.
She has the best avatar because it's like this little cat that's like screaming.
Yeah, it just like sometimes I see it pop up and I'm like, oh yeah, because like I feel like that right now.
Fizzy Bonkers. Fizzy Bonkers, I'm throwing it to you.
Hi, Jess and Jen, Fat Mascara family. My name is Fizzy Bonkers, and I'm just calling in to raise a wand to a TV show. It's called My Brilliant Friend. It's on HBO. It's so good. It's such a beauty treat. In the first season, there's a wedding and there's a shoe store and all these great looks. And then the second season, there's just amazing hairstyles and makeup. And it's just a really good show. I'm not a big TV watcher, so if this could hold my attention and I watched two seasons of it, it's really, really good. It's set in Italy, and there's these amazing Mediterranean beach scenes and an incredible mid-century apartment. And I really love the show. It's something kind of engaging but light to kind of get through these crazy days and nights that we're, you know, kind of facing since last year. So I just wanted to raise one to that. Love the podcast, and I hope everyone's doing really well.
Okay. I love when somebody comes up with a non-beauty one. Maybe we need to just relax with a new show, My Brilliant Friend, lots of beauty inspiration based on the novels by Elena Ferrante. Really good one. If you guys want to share your raise a wand, you don't need a great avatar name or screen name. You could just be like Mary from, you know, wherever, and we'll
It helps.
Or Bob, yeah. It's cool. Yeah, maybe make up a name, join the Fat Mascara fam on our Facebook page, and then you'll be more likely to get on the show. No, that's not true.
The private Facebook page. I feel badly for our, like, lonely, like, our regular Facebook page. That one's fine, too, but it's the
Join the fan.
The fan private one is where, like, all, like, that's where, like, you'll open that door and be like, oh, here's the party.
Exactly. And there's Fizzy over in the corner. And if you want to share a raise a wand, you guys know how to do it. Give me a call, 646-481-8182, or email your voice memo to info@fatmascara.com. Are you using your raise a wand product already?
I use it all day long.
Do tell. What is it?
Okay, well, I just got it this week, so it's not like I've been using it for years. It just came out this week or last week by the time I'm listening to it. Okay. It is by this brand called, by the way, the name is so good, Jumbi. That's the name of the brand.
Jumbi.
Okay. Don't just say that 80,000 times. Jumbi. And the product is called Warm as Toast. Now, Jumbi is a family brand. It's for littles and adults. And they sell it at Maisonette, which is—
Wait. What are littles?
Like kids, like babies.
Little
kids, okay?
Mom corner.
Hashtag mom corner. Moms. Okay. Jumbi, Warm as Toast. And it's this little, like, tin, right? Like a little silver tin, little screw lid. Mm-hmm. And very durable. And it's sold at Maisonette, just launched on Maisonette. And Maisonette is like a fancy, like, store for— like, it's an online store for, like, really fancy baby clothes and toys, but they also have beautiful products. But this guy is only $10, so don't get freaked out when I start telling you about the fancy baby store. But it does feel nice to buy something nice from the fancy store that's not that expensive. I love doing stuff like that. So, I just feel like I got away with something. Mm-hmm. Warmest Toast Soothing Muscle Rub. This is, like, it has— It's a good for, like, tense, tired backs, knees, joints, and muscles. It has organic ginger, clove, and calendula oil. It kind of smells Christmassy, which is a little weird as we're approaching spring.
But so it's like a salve, a muscle salve.
Exactly, muscle salve. I'm not warm exercising right now, but I put it all over my neck and my back because I'm always at the computer and I have that, like, crooky, tense neck and just crooky back and crooky neck all the time because of the work from home situation. But also, I know you guys can't see it, but I'm going to show it to Jen and you can see it when you go online to go buy it. The tin has the most beautiful—
she's like Thumbelina.
Thumbelina illustration. If anyone— I'm just going to test my luck here. If anyone watched Fairy Tale Theater as a kid, first of all, DM me privately so we can go through all the episodes. But all of the covers and the illustrations and the sets looked like the cover of this tin. It's just very magical.
Wow. I learned a lot during your Razor One because I've never heard of fairy tale theater. I didn't know what littles were. I didn't know what Masonette was, but I want all of it.
Oh my God. It's just fairy tale theater, which has the most brilliant set designs and boxes and like artwork. And it just like this.
Is it like Fern Gully vibes? Because then I'm in.
It's more romantic. They actually took the artwork from like actual artists like Gustav Klimt and like Beardsley. Oh, okay. Like it was really sophisticated. Shelley Duvall hosted it. It was a really incredible series.
I think I might need to research.
Yeah, I'll send you like a Wikipedia link and you'll just get lost.
And the salve looks great.
At $10. Oh my God.
That's wonderful.
Okay.
It was daylight savings time here in the United States, which is a dumb thing we still apparently do. No, I like the savings, but I don't like getting rid of the savings. Anyway, 2 weeks
ago. Same.
It's right around when spring equinox happens, which to me triggers, okay, time's it, no joke. Let's SPF, back in action, up it up. We got to get to the 50, none of this 30. Like even if I'm sitting in the window, let's get something good. Well, my skin has been insanely dry still. I don't know what's going on. It's just absurd. So I have a new sunscreen that is sort of like a moisturizer as well. It's Grown Alchemist Natural Hydrating Sunscreen. It's in a nice little metal tube and it has the consistency of like, I almost want to say like desitin. It's like a thick, balmy cream. And it really does rub in. You have to do a little bit of rubbing. And if you have a darker skin tone, I would say just keep pushing it into your skin because it is a natural sunscreen. It's zinc oxide. But it doesn't leave a cast. As long as you rub it in, don't think this is going to be like your super Groupon scene or your Neutrogena where boop, boop, it's gone. Like you do have to rub it in. But the benefit is you're getting all that moisture. There's so much good moisturizers in it. So I'm like rubbing it in like a thick moisturizer. And then I happen to have SPF 50 on my face, which I love.
I love that it's both. And I agree with you. Like, yeah. I'm not ready for sunscreen season because my skin is still so dry that I'm just like...
Yes. And some of them have that like, you know, it works when your skin's oily and it sort of like has that silicone-y slip and that's what sunscreen feels like. No, this is like a rich winter moisturizer that happens to have sunscreen.
Oh my God, that's exactly what I need right now. Thank you.
Well, then get you some Grown Alchemist.
Okay.
All right, guys. Get your beauty sleep.
I need it. That daylight saving is still kicking me.
We hope you enjoyed the show.
It's your reviews and feedback that help us make the podcast even better. Head over to iTunes to rate and review us or email your thoughts to info@fatmascara.com.
We also want to answer your beauty questions and hear what products you love. To share a Razor One product review or to ask a beauty question, email us at info@fatmascara.
If you send it as a voice memo file, we can even share your voice on the podcast. You can also do that by leaving us a voice message. Our phone number in the United States is 646-481-8182.
Thanks so much for listening.